Welcome to Programming in Tongue, a podcast of the Universal Translator Assistant Project. To Programming in Tongues. This is the place where you can find science fiction and fantasy languages mixing with computers to see what we can do, both to learn and use these languages. This is a special podcast, and you may guess already by hearing the Republic Commando music. The medley was put together by Amy at Clone Commandos, and it's a great piece of music to listen to, especially if you are interested in Mandoa or Mandalorian. And this is a very great month of February 2006, because two things have come out, or will be coming out this month. The first is that the Star Wars Insider magazine is going to have a big feature about Mandoa language, grammar, and vocabulary from Karen Travis. And at the end of the month, her new book, Triple Zero, another book in the Republic Commando series from the Star Wars universe, is coming out, and that will feature a lot more of the Mandoa language. I could tell you more, but again, you're in luck because I've got Karen here in an interview that we did, I did with her, to tell you some about the language and what's coming out. So without further ado, let's listen to Karen. Have you been surprised by the interest in Mandoa?
No, I'm not really surprised. There's a lot of interest in the language. So Mandalorians are hugely popular. They're almost mysterious figures in that we see Boba Fett, we see Jango Fett, iconic characters, but there's really not much known about their culture. And when I saw these gaps in the continuity, I just jumped on it. And I needed it for my books, obviously. I needed it for Republic Commando. I needed it for the Legacy of the Force series. So I started developing the language, and obviously I got completely taken over by it. And I have this huge dictionary that's never going to appear in the books. And I said to Lucasfilm, look, you know fans are going to love this. They're going to want to play with this. It's huge fun. Can we put it online? So they were up for it. And it sort of went from there, really. I've got a small technical problem in that, obviously, Jango and Boba are never actually seen speaking Mandoa. In Attack of the Clones, Jango is talking to Boba in Hutis, which is one of these languages that they use for commerce. But I've got a very good retcon that's coming up in Legacy of the Force. Yeah, there's nothing in Star Wars that you can't retcon. That's my motto.
And do you have any favorite examples of ways your language testers have used the language?
Yes, I've had two beta testers, and one of them's a guy called Ryan Kaufman, who used to be my minder at LucasArts when I was writing Republic Commando. He took the language and wrote epic mythic poetry and also folk songs, and it's absolutely stunning. The other beta tester is a gentleman called Ray Ramirez. Ray is a sniper, so he used the language to do operational orders and very technical stuff. And it's absolutely fascinating to see two very different people with very different takes on language take the same raw material and produce very different things from it. I think that's a real test of whether it actually works as a language, whether people can personalize it and use it to express the things that matter to them.
Number two, Klingonists, and yes, as I said, that's what we're really called, have translated parts of the Bible, Shakespeare, Gilgamesh, and even country western songs. Are you ready for He's Not Heavy, He's My Vod?
Yes, I'm sure we'll see some fascinating translations. I must admit, I've actually been doing it myself. I translated The Crawler to Revenge of the Sith into Mandoa, which seemed a logical thing to do, to be honest. I shall be interested to see what people do with it.
And to follow up that, what will you say to people asking for assistance on things, say, tattoos in Mandoa? Yes, I get that question regularly for Klingon. I've also gotten questions about training pets using Klingon, baby names, and a few other odd subjects.
Yes, I've already had some requests for inscriptions for swords. I actually can't deal with one-to-one requests, so I'm asking people, you know, to bear with me and not actually send me any, because I'm dealing with 200 emails a day with the rest of the books anyway. I really cannot physically manage it, and write books as well. But there is a lot of information that's going to be online on the hyperspace pages, so there'll be plenty for people to work with.
Three, is there or will there be a Mandoa font?
Yes, there is a proper font. It was actually designed for the movie Attack of the Clones, and it does appear somewhere on the DVD. And I know that some fans have actually taken it from the DVD and have done a pretty good job in working out what the individual letters are. The version I've seen isn't right, but unfortunately I can't put the Mandalorian font online because it actually belongs to Lucasfilm. It's their copyright.
For any information you can share about the plans to put Mandoa materials online.
The first part of the Mandoa dictionary, that's about 1,000 words, plus the grammar guide, is online on the hyperspace pages at starwars.com, which is the official site. I'm aiming for 2,000 words because I think that's the critical mass for a spoken language. And I'll be updating quarterly. I may mirror it on my own site, and I'll basically keep updating it as long as Lucasfilm are happy for me to do it.
And finally, my fifth question was, Paramount has claimed copyright on Klingon and use of it, occasionally taking action. It hasn't been too much, but there was one book on the martial arts which was withdrawn, or they forced the author to have it taken off the market. Anyway, do you have any idea how much freedom Lucasfilm will permit fans in using the language?
Just a word of warning, this is copyright material. It's Lucasfilm's property. Like everything I do for them in the Star Wars universe, it belongs to them. It's their copyright. So you can't just copy the whole Mandoa dictionary and slap it on a website. Please make sure you know what the copyright laws are. Best thing to do, go to the hyperspace pages at starwars.com, scroll down to the bottom of the page, and there's a little bit at the bottom saying terms of service. Click on that, takes you through to a page under ownership. It tells you in very clear detail what you can and can't copy from the Lucasfilm site. And remember, it's for individual, private, personal use.
So I've stopped at a spaceport tavern for a pint, and I realize that just about everyone there is speaking Mandoa. And what do I do? How can I get by in talking to them?
Yeah, I think you need something like 250 to 500 words of Mandoa to get by. Bear in mind, Mandalorians are not expecting you to be able to speak their language. They speak Hortese and they speak Basic and a few other galactic languages, and that's how they do business. Mandoa is very much their cultural private language, and they're very proud of it, but they're not expecting foreigners to speak it. They will regard you as an Aroeti, basically, a non-Mandalorian. So the fact that you can use any of the languages is really going to be quite impressive, and they'll buy you drinks at the bar and get you to say it over and over again and have a good laugh. As long as you can manage a few basics like Gedetje for please, Vore for thank you, Sukuigar, which is hello, it literally means so you're still alive then, which is a typical warrior greeting, and if you can say goodbye, which is Retorshimi, maybe we'll meet again, then you'll probably do absolutely fine.
Thanks for all your great answers. It's been really interesting hearing about the language and you're developing it, and look forward to seeing it come online, and look forward to getting my copy of Triple Zero so I can learn more. Thanks again, and just for a wrap-up, do you have any favorite sayings in Mandoa?
Yeah, unfortunately, some of my favourite Mandoa phrases just don't bear repeating in mixed company because they're the saucier ones. I'll stick to the clean ones. I think one of my favourites is the insult Mishkiramod, which basically means someone who's very boring. The literal translation is brain killer, brain assassin. Mandos have no patience in boring people. I just love that. Of the more respectable stuff, there are some proverbs that I came up with because, you know, they're Mandalorians. They're going to have proverbs. And I think my favourite is Vedorishir Beskargam, which basically means a warrior is more than his armour. I think that says everything you need to know about Mandalorians, really.
Well, with that, I'll just have to say another thank you to Karen for taking the time to do the interview, and encourage you all to go out and get a hold of all of her books. They're great, and I encourage you to do that. And again, thanks for listening.